Hi, this is Heaton Shaw.
And this is Stelly Efty.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to come up with great business ideas.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
Yeah, we just realized that, you know, this is the Startup Chat. We've talked about all kinds of stages of startup, you know, the very beginning, how to get the first 10 customers, 100,000, how to hire people, fire people, all that stuff. But we've never talked about the thing that starts everything, which is the business idea, the idea for whatever it is that you are about to go and do next. So we thought, let's talk about how to come up with good business ideas and, you know, let's just zero in on that earlier stage.
Yeah, let me start with one way that I know people come up with ideas. I don't know if these are good, but they come up with ideas like this, which is they see a problem in the world that they really want to solve. That's one of the most common things. They either worked at a company and, you know, they had some frustration. This is common with engineers, and they wanted to do it better than any tool or thing that they could find. So they, you know, start talking to their friends or coworkers or whoever about this idea, and they might even rally up some steam around it. But then what do?
Yeah, that's one of the, I would say, one of the best ways to come up with an idea in general is there's a problem, there's something in the world that bothers you, and you want to solve that problem, or you want the world to be a better place by having a solution for this, and you just can't find, and nobody else has fixed this. So you get so passionate about it that eventually you might decide that you're going to go and fix it, right? You're going to go and do something about it. But it starts with a problem that you have or you identify that's so close or personal to you that there's passion that is kind of there. Like, you know, you wanted this thing to exist and it doesn't, and that bothers you, right? So that's one great way to go about things. Do we want to go through all potential ways and then kind of examine the differences between them, or how do we want to do this?
Let's do some more common ways. Do you have any other ways?
Yeah. Well, this is not necessarily you know, my favorite one, but other common ways to come up with business ideas. Well, you see somebody, you know, you see something you like somewhere, you know, it could be somewhere around the world, right? So you travel somewhere and you see, hey, you know, in this part of the world, they have this kind of food, or they have this cool little service. And it's something that is not available in your own country or in your own neighborhood or whatever, wherever you live. And you think that bringing that idea from somewhere else to your country, your nation, your, you know, physical area, or bringing an idea that used to be offline, online, or bringing an idea that you saw online, offline. It's like you see something cool that you like, and it exists in one part of the world or in one format, and it doesn't in others, and you think it would translate really well. So you think, you know, a great idea would be to take that thing and put it over into this other market or this other space that it doesn't exist yet.
Yeah, so that's translating an idea from an industry to another, a country, you know, not in the, it exists in the US, doesn't exist in another country, or, you know, even yep. Vice versa, right?
Yep.
I like that one. Okay. I thought you were going to say something else, so I'm going to say the one that I thought you were going to say. You go out there in the world and you know, and you find software that already exists and you think you can just do it better. In fact, like, my company's, you know, one of them at least was definitely started like that.
Yeah, that's a good one, right? Where you just see something that exists, or you're a customer of something and you think you could do it better.
Yeah, or you're a customer. Absolutely.
Actually, at MicroConf Vegas this year, one of the people that was one of the companies that were sponsoring the event and a speaker at the event, he was basically, he told me the story of how they started, and they're now a multi-million dollar business. And they were customers of a very kind of famous SaaS product out there. And they sent an email to the founders asking them to add some really crucial features. And the founders responded in that email really, really arrogantly, telling them to fuck off. And that pissed them off so much that they said, fuck these guys. We're going to build our own thing, and it's going to have these features. And that's how they started. You know, now they're kind of in the same space, and they have a very successful business. But it all started with them being customers of a piece of software, wanting something to exist in that software. And that company didn't want to build that. So they thought, screw you guys. We know that lots of people would like this, so we're going to just build it ourselves.
So it seems like a common sign is frustration.
Frustration is definitely one big source for change, right? It's people unhappy about something, frustrated about something, pissed off. I mean, many great companies started by, somebody being pissed off for one reason or another. Back in the day, there was a lot of, and now I don't know why, but I had to think of like the origin story of Lamborghini. It's like, the guy was building tractors and he had some ideas for the Ferrari family and they laughed at him. So he went ahead and built his own race car that was better than Ferrari. So there's been a lot of stories, at least where somebody worked at a company or worked for a company or was a customer of a product or company and for one reason or another got pissed off, got frustrated, and then decided, you know what, screw you, I'm going to do the same thing, but I'm going to do it better or differently. So frustration is a big, big source for that, for sure.
Yeah, I'll tell a quick story. So with us and Crazy Egg, we were just looking at Google Analytics, and a certain piece of that product, the site overlay, was inaccurate. And so my co-founder and I and our team, we got kind of frustrated and said, and we were heavy users of Google Analytics at the time. We had a marketing agency. We got frustrated and we said, can we build something better? We should just build something better because this thing is, quite frankly, we would use words like a piece of shit. And the reason is it wasn't accurate. It didn't make sense and we didn't understand why. And then we started digging into it and, you know, and my co-founder and I, we're not engineers. So it definitely had some, you know, failures and things like that in attempting it. But at the end of the day, it worked. And that business is 11 years old. And honestly, it even to this day, right now, today, we're working on some new stuff, but it's still solving that same problem that they haven't fixed yet.
That's crazy, right? Because you always have this, you always, whenever you talk about business ideas, there's this resistance or feedback that can come from friends or investors or other founders that's like, well, but why wouldn't this other company just copy this or do this or add this little thing or make this little change that you want? And that, on the one hand, it does make sense, right? It is a valid question to ask. But on the other hand, if why wouldn't it be easy for company X to do this? If that would stop people from attempting their business ideas, we'd be all fucked, right? Because it was like, why isn't this train company going to build cars? Why is this car company not going to build airplanes? Why is this, like, you can always ask that question. But in reality, all these businesses there, more often than not, surprisingly, not going to go and just add this little feature or make this little change or do this little thing. Look at this Crazy Egg, right? It's like 10 years ago, you guys had this frustration with a product, and they still haven't fixed it, right? And that gives still reason and value for the product to exist and, you know, thousands of customers to buy it and get value from it. That's crazy. All right, what other ways do we have for people to get ideas? I mean, I think overall, like, look, I definitely think frustration is not a bad place because it is personal, intimate, and it is a strong feeling, right? So I'd rather have somebody be really pissed or frustrated about something coming up with a business idea than somebody, let's say, what is another emotion that inspiration might be another emotion that's not bad, right? You see something that inspires you, right? And this is what I mentioned with, like, you go to this different country or you look at this industry and you see something that's great or brilliant or solves a problem that doesn't exist in this other world, and you go, holy shit, this would be amazing. This is coming up with an idea not from frustration but from more inspiration, I would say. It's not a bad place. But it's usually not as good, right? Because it's not as intimate. You didn't have that problem. You didn't know that you wanted to fix this or this to exist. You just saw something and went, oh, I think this could be really cool over here. And that can work, but many times that doesn't work because you don't know the customer base as well, or you don't know. There's a lot of unknowns when you just are inspired by an idea somewhere and you just copy it, versus when you intimately face the problem yourself and you want to fix it for yourself, right? Which is how we came up with our product. It was just, we hate all the software that's out there for this particular problem. So fuck it, let's just build something that we like so we can use something we like, because we don't like anything else, right? That might be a mix of arrogance and frustration, right? It's the frustration of not liking what's out there and the arrogance of thinking we could do it better. But that usually, to me, these ideas that come from kind of a very personal experience, oftentimes they generate really good business ideas. Being inspired by what somebody else does and copying it in one way or another can also work. But it oftentimes there's a lot of information missing, because this was not your problem, this was not your idea, and just because it works over there doesn't mean it will work over here, right? So if I had to rank them, I'd rather have somebody really personally pissed about something trying to build a business around it than somebody that saw something and was really inspired about it. But it can go either way. Great businesses have been built in all kinds of shape or forms, so I don't think that there's an exclusive way to come up with good business ideas. But let me say this. I think one thing that's really important, and people ask me this question somewhat frequently, I'm sure they do with you as well, Heaton. There are people that are like, I know I want to be a founder. Today I'm not, and I don't have an idea, or I don't have good ideas, or I don't have an idea that I'm passionate enough yet to pursue. How can I come up with the idea for my business to finally get started? And the only answer, or one of the core answers that I give in this situation, is that I tell them to come up with a lot of ideas. Because to me, coming up with a great business idea, it's like a muscle. You have to start thinking a certain way, looking at the world a certain way to come up with like ideas all the time of like what frustrates you, what's not there, what could be different. And it's kind of like it is a muscle. And if you stimulate that muscle, it grows. And to generate great ideas, you have to come up with lots of ideas. You can't just wait for having the one idea that's going to be world-altering. At least it's not the best way that I've seen work. So I tell people, if they want to come up with a business idea they find they're passionate about and they want to pursue, they should just get in the habit of coming up with lots of business ideas and being comfortable with the idea of coming up with lots of business ideas that are shit, right? That other people won't like, or that they themselves won't like 3 days later. But just getting into the habit of looking at the world in a way that says, how could I create something that doesn't exist yet that would be valuable? And asking that question all the time during your day and coming up with all kinds of wacky ideas, to me, is one of the best ways to come up with good business ideas. So business ideas that you finally are going to be passionate enough to want to pursue.
Yeah, I really like that. It reminds me of a couple of products that are actually pretty popular now that started with the same approach. The founders, this is just an example, but the founders knew they wanted to work together. And so they, instead of getting hell bent on a single idea, they actually, and there's two approaches to this. I've seen both. And they came up with a list, put it in a Google Doc, and just started finding ways to categorize and find a way to go from an opinion to something more objective about deciding which idea to pursue and how. And then what I've seen is, whether it's through a process of elimination, or, which would be that example, or a process of experimentation where they actually ran MVPs, and I know we have an episode on MVPs now, against all those ideas to figure out which one was most viable or which one was most likely to get them traction. So when you don't have like one burning desire, but you have the desire to start a business, you can come up with just a list and then either experiment to come up with the right idea, or just process of elimination by setting some criteria, or a combination. I've seen that work too, when there's just nothing that frustrates you yet, but there might be a lot of things, or there might be just a bunch of ideas you and a few other folks have that want to start the company.
Yeah, and I think that in that situation, the approach of like the difference between thinking I need to have an idea that it will instantly click and I will think, oh my God, this is it, this is going to change the world, And that's the only way to come up with a good business idea, to have like that really strong response where you think, this is it, this is going to be the thing that I'm going to do for the rest of my life, versus getting to the habit of just generating lots of ideas. And some people are more intuitive and more creative, and they'll, you know, they'll day in, day out, they'll come up with all kinds of wacky ideas, you know, based on everything that they do throughout the day, versus other people that are very methodical. I know a bunch of people that came out of business school that didn't know what – they knew they wanted to start a startup, but they didn't know what idea – they didn't have an idea for it. So they went ahead and they came up with business ideas just like you would do in school. They would, you know, come up with a thesis on like what are the big trends and what are interesting markets, and then what are the things that exist in those markets. And they did tons and tons of research and had like huge spreadsheets, and they, you know, the decision-making matrix on our strengths and weaknesses and the resources we have and the things we could do. And then finally, you know, boil it down to a bunch of ideas that they thought were really good. And then they would take these and do some experimentation. And then finally, something started gaining traction. And that was the company they would pursue, or the business idea they would pursue. So there's all kinds of ways to come up with ideas. You can be super methodical and research-based. You can be very creative and just do it kind of based on creativity. But I do think it's important to understand that business ideas, just like anything else in life, it's not a – you can't operate under like a one-hit wonder framework where you think – you need to wait for that one thing that will come, and that thing will be the right thing. You have to be comfortable with coming up with lots of business ideas. And most people that you know and I know that are really successful in business, they constantly have business ideas, and they have tons of business ideas, good ones, bad ones, horrible ones, right? It's I think, part of the game. So it's important to not wait for that one thing, but be comfortable with just coming up with lots of them. And obviously, this is not a complete guide, right, that we're going through. There's many more ways to generate business ideas. There's many more ways to research them. But we don't want to make this a like every single possible way to do it, but more of a, you know, if you're an aspiring founder and you're thinking about how to come up with an idea, what are some quick ways to think about this and how to pursue with this. So let's talk about, well, one more thing I'll throw into this before maybe we can talk a little bit about, once you have a business idea, what do you do then? Or if you have multiple ones, how do you decide? And how do you, what's that moment, you know, the there's a clear leap between the idea, which is something mental, something that's in your mind, and then translating that into reality, and usually manifesting that into the real world, which usually in the very first and lightest form is talking about it, right? So maybe we can talk a little bit about talking about business ideas. But one other thing I'll throw into it in terms of like how to get better and more business ideas is find people, look for people that have lots of them. Like there's always some people that just have lots of ideas, and some people that are interested in entrepreneurship that just had lots and lots of business ideas. And that's another way maybe to find a good co-founder. But even if not, it is – you want to be stimulated by your environment. So if you have people around you that are very creative, that have lots of business ideas, that's going to help you generate more ideas. That's going to help you be more creative. Or if you're really creative, you might want to find somebody that's, you know, an MBA student that also is looking for an idea and is going really methodical. And just surround yourself with people that are having lots of ideas if you think you want to have more. Just that as a tip to throw out there.
I really like that, because, you know, not all of us are necessarily that creative, right?
Yeah.
So being able to come up with ideas, I mean, I've had friends that I know are really good at chopping down even my ideas. And so I'll go talk to them about it. And they're just so critical. They can tell me all the reasons it'll work or all the reasons it won't work. Usually these people tell me all the reasons it won't work. Not that I always listen, but those are really good friends to have sometimes. Find the most critical person you know. That's another approach. Oftentimes, you know, also when you have an idea, let's say you have an idea and you're not that critical of it, it's nice to like share it with someone who's just hypercritical. Yeah. So I love it.
And that's an interesting topic, and something we might want to talk about at some day, which is the being comfortable with critical feedback and seeking it out, right? And there's this that most people, when they, so this is the next stage that I was just talking about, right? So you have lots of ideas. So you have a business idea in your mind. Now you need to start talking about it, right? And talk about it to other people. Most people, when they have a business idea that they really like, when they start talking about it, their number one motivation is to convince others that their idea is good. Right, to get confirmation from others. But getting confirmation from others that it's a good idea, not getting feedback on what other people think about the idea, but getting others to say, yes, your idea is great. And therefore, they are selective in trying to seek out people that are most likely going to be positive. And when they do encounter negative feedback, they are fighting it usually, right? And either they're fighting it and they're stubborn and they don't listen, or they might get crushed by it and they're like, oh, he hated my idea, so maybe the idea is really bad, so I'm not going to think about it anymore. And there's a fine balance to be had where you go and you seek people that are very critical, that will challenge your idea, that will highlight blind spots, things you haven't thought about, things that need more research, more thinking. Seeking these people out so they can challenge you on your idea, and then taking that feedback on board and really listening carefully without immediately like losing all your passion for the idea because somebody said something negative or said, ah, I'm not sure if this is going to work. Like that, if that is enough to discourage you on your business idea, you're not an entrepreneur. You're not the right person to pursue this idea right now because it's going to take a lot of resistance in the world to birth a new business, and you need to be comfortable with resistance, right? And it's a give and take. But actually, like one little method that I've been always using, and I don't know if this would work for everybody, but the way that I've always done this when I had new ideas, when I have new business ideas, new ideas in general, is just like you said, there's a few people, a few friends that I have that I highly respect and that are very, very critical, very, very blunt. So those are my first go-to people to test any idea that I have. And usually what happens is I'll pitch the idea. And let's say one of those friends is really negative and says, or critical, and says, well, there's A, B, C, and D reasons why this won't work. And I think this and this and this is another problem about this. I'll think about these reasons and I'll explore them a little further. Why do you think A? I didn't think about B, but is it really a big problem? I'll go a little back and forth. And then I immediately will internally go, you know what? Just let it go for a day and see how you feel about this tomorrow or the next day. And basically the method that I use is if it's a really strong business idea, I will still feel strongly about it tomorrow or a week from now, and I will keep coming back to it. But oftentimes the moment I have a business idea, I feel really passionate about it in that moment. But 3 days later, when I think about it, I go, no, that's actually a stupid idea. I don't know why I felt so passionate about it 3 days ago, but now that I've thought about it, I slept over it. No, it actually makes no sense. Or I'm not really that excited to pursue this. So when I have business ideas, I like to get critical feedback just like you, but I always like to test if this is something I should really pursue by just seeing if I'm going to still feel strongly about this a few days into it, because a lot of times in the moment I feel more passionate about the idea than I do a few days later.
Yeah. You know, sleeping on something is such a big deal, especially business ideas. It's easy to get caught up in a really, you know, what you think is a great business idea one day. And then, you know, it's kind of like the start of the startup ups and downs. Right? Oh, yeah. This is a great idea, Stella. That's a great idea. It's a great idea. Then you sleep on it, you wake up, you're like, oh, shit. That idea sucks. I can't believe we thought of that idea yesterday. What do we do now? Yeah. And I found that the thing we suggested about the list of ideas or the really critical person to throw your ideas at, that helps a ton because it helps you calibrate which of your ideas are better or worse. Because not every single idea you have is going to be great. And I think that's a big fallacy. It's like, oh, that's one fallacy, which is not every idea you have is going to be great. Another one, though, is I'm not an idea person.
Oh, yeah.
You know how many times I've heard that? Tell me about that, Stelly.
Oh, yeah. So this is a good one. This is another one that could be a full episode. But here's the thing. Here's a little personal thing. For most of my life, I thought I'm not creative. And the story why I thought I'm not a creative person was that listen to this stupidity. I grew up watching an insane amount of television, right? I didn't read books. I was a really stupid kid. And I would watch, like, my entire fucking day was watching television, going out with other immigrant kids and doing really stupid things, right? So I grew up in that mindset that if you watch lots of television, you are not going to be creative. I don't know where I got that idea from. But I always thought, oh, I'm not creative. I don't have ideas. I don't know anything. I'm not a creative person. I'm not an idea person. I'm not this. I'm not that. I'm not artistic. I'm not that. And it took a bunch of friends around me. It took changing my social circle to a group of people that were incredibly creative to then stimulate that creativity in me, and me starting to coming up with lots and lots of ideas, and me being in an environment where we would challenge each other's ideas and just generally and constantly come up with ideas, until one day I thought to myself, holy fuck, I'm creative as fuck. Creativity is not like a thing you are or you aren't. I feel like it's a muscle that you either stimulate and it grows, or you don't and it shrinks. But all of us as humans, I think, are creative in one way or another. It's just, have we been stimulating the creativity or not? And even if you think that you haven't been stimulating the creativity and that you're really not a creative person, then I would just tell you, go and find creative people, right? That should be people that you want in your life, because it's something you're lacking, and then support them in their ideas and their passions whenever you think that they're doing something awesome. But today, I don't believe in that notion anymore that, oh, I'm not an idea person. Or, I'm not creative. I don't have ideas. You have not practiced having ideas. That's why it's difficult for you today. But if you start practicing it, it's going to be easy for you a year from now. And you haven't been acting creative today, but if you act a little creative every day and you simulate that creativity in you a year from now, 2 years from now, you're going to be incredibly creative. So I don't believe in that paradigm anymore, that creativity or having ideas, I don't believe that that's a thing like, you know, I have brown hair or I'm like this feet tall. It's not something you're born with and then you're stuck with that for you whatever your entire life. I think that, of course, there's people that, you know, there's geniuses that have more talent for something, but I think all humans can be more creative. It's just a muscle that needs practice.
You heard it here first. All humans can be more creative. I really like that, Stelly. That's a great way to put it. How are we doing on time?
Oh, well, this is a long one. We're at 27 minutes.
Oh,
so
wow.
We've got to have to wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up. So you got any tips?
Well, we shared already a bunch of them. When it comes to business ideas, here's one thing that we didn't say, but I would advise people to just read more, right? Reading books about people that started businesses, especially like origin stories, can be super inspiring on like how people came up with the idea that ultimately turned into a really big business. But also, so you can read a lot of business books to come up with business ideas, but you can also read books outside your field to just, again, stimulate creativity. Read books about, you know, sports, about art, about music, about science. Read books in all kinds of different fields that are stimulating books to stimulate that part of your brain that might come make you a more creative person, but also make you a person that will read something that can sometimes – reading can just trigger something in you that will then, you know, a few steps down the line, turn into a business idea that's going to be really important, really, really good.
I like it. The tip I'm going to give is don't rush your ideas. Just don't rush them.
Ooh.
Like spend time. And one big reason it's kind of just what you see in the world today, there's a lot of ideas. There's also a lot of failed ideas, failed businesses, which is all fine. But the difference between the two is actually very small, which is, did they think enough about the idea? Did they actually go do their homework and do some customer development or customer research, whatever flavor they like? What was it, right? And you figure out that they just spent more time on it. They didn't get caught up in, oh, this is a great idea. It's a great idea. And like what I would say, convince themselves it's a great idea versus actually validating that it's a great idea. So go do your homework.
I love it. All right, that's it from us.
Later.